Well, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all you fathers. Happy Mother's Day to all you kids. I think that should cover everybody. Mother's Day. You know, the greatest struggle sometimes I have is when you come to these kind of holidays and you have to come up with a sermon for, and you have to recognize mothers. So I just want to talk to you all today for a little bit. And I have a verse for the husbands. I go give the husbands a verse, and it says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, it says, "Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." So the first instruction on Mother's Day is, hey, husbands, we should be treating our wives well. We should be loving our wives as Christ loves the church and gave himself up for her. And you know, there's a statement, it's not in the Bible, but they say behind every good man is a good woman. So we need our wives as much as our wives need us. So the first statement I wanted to give to you all today is from the scripture that says, husbands, love your wives. The second thing I want to talk to the children, give a verse to the children. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16 says, "Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." And Ephesians mention it again in chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." So I'll talk to the children when coming to your mother. It says mothers and fathers, but we're dealing with mother, so we'll just say mother right now. You are instructed to honor your mother. And many times I say, you know, it doesn't say if they're good, if they're bad, if they're rich, if they're poor, if they're black, if they're white, if they're short, if they're tall, if they have long hair or if they have short hair. It says honor them. It didn't qualify what type of person they would be. And as children, we need to honor our mothers. It's a shame that sometimes you only wait till Mother's Day to do so. Sometimes it takes Mother's Day for a mother to get a call from their child. Or it takes Mother's Day for a child to really state to their mother how they feel. Mother's Day, but we need as children to honor our parents, and our mother is part of that. Then I want to talk to the young men. Give the young men some instructions. Young men. And I'll take this from, I got to tell the young men something. So, young men, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19 and 20, it says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." And you wonder where that scripture come from. How can we apply to mothers? Hear this, young men. You're going to be taking out young ladies. They're going to be mothers someday. And be careful how you treat them. Treat them with respect. I know this is talking about your body, but it's also talking about their body. Remember that their body belongs to the Lord. And you need to treat these young ladies like you would love your mother to be treated. And you have to remember that one day that young lady may not be your wife, but that young lady may be somebody else's wife. And somebody may be right now taking out your wife. And how would you like them to be treating her at the moment? And those young ladies you take out is going to be mothers, and they need to be respected. So young men, be careful how you treat young ladies. Now I want to talk to mothers. I have four things for the mothers today. Four things for the mothers today. And I just titled it Ladies. Ladies, let your man lead you. You know, the scripture don't really put it in those terms. But let your man lead you. Wives, in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 22 to 23, it says, wives, submit to your husband as to the Lord. For your husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. His body, and is himself its Savior. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. I'll talk to the mothers and the mothers-to-be. Remember that that you all have a responsibility to be led by your husbands, just as we are led by the Lord. There's times when you don't have a godly husband, and you will have to take the godly role in your family. But keep in mind that where your place is in the family is being led by the head of the household, just as we are led by God, the head of the church. There's something going on right now, woman power. I don't know how they want to put it, but they have changed it a little bit, and it's very, to me, ungodly. And when the children of Israel were leaving and they were about to possess the land, one of the instructions that God says to the Israelites, he says, don't go into that land and do what they're doing. Some of the ladies that are out there do not want to submit to their husbands and their leading because they want to be just like the world. And God reminds us that we should not be by the world if we want to be a blessed nation, if we want to be a blessed people, if we want our household to be blessed, we need to follow the instructions of God, no matter how difficult it is. I think I heard Amy said this a while back, is George will come to her and give a leading command for and she would take it to the Lord in prayer instead of fighting him. Isn't that how, I can't remember how you put it, but pretty much that's what Amy said. She would take it to the Lord. So here comes my another point. Know where to go in time of trouble. Wives, know where to go in time of troubles. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 15. But Hannah answered, no, my Lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. You see, Hannah was felt in trouble. You know, back then, not to have a child, you were considered cursed. You were among the wives, the lowest of the lowest. If they had a crocheting party, you probably will sit in the corner. If they had a tea party, you were the last one to get some tea. Because you didn't have a child, you wasn't blessed of God, you were cursed, and she was in trouble. Sometimes, wives, there is trouble. There is trouble in the family. There is trouble with the kids. There is trouble all around you. You need to know where to go when there's trouble. The problem is you take it on yourself, but you don't go to God. Hannah said, I'm a woman troubled in spirit, and she knows exactly where to go to God. Learn, wives, mothers, how to go to God. And if I understand properly, as Amy says when she would pray, God will talk to George, and George will hear, and George will change. Because sometimes, husband, we don't get it all. We may think we have it all, and we want to rule like Christ over the church. But remember, Christ was still in submission to the Father. He said, I do what the Father is doing, and I say what the Father is saying. Ladies, nowhere to go when there's time of trouble. Third point for you. Live a life to leave a holy impact. Live a life to leave a holy impact. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, Paul said, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. Now, I'm sure dwells in you. This morning, I was thinking about my grandmother. You know, my grandmother practically raised me. Although my mother was there in the house, my mother was like my sister. I called my mother by her name all my life until the latter part of my life. Or the latter part of her life. But my grandmother raised me. And I was thinking about that this morning, and I'm saying, and as I look at my grandmother, I see a lot of my grandmother in me. In fact, I see some of my grandmother in my mama. My grandmother will take in a stranger any day and give them food, a place to stay. One time she take in a girl. The girl probably lived with us for a month. Girl didn't pay no bills, no nothing. She got fed. She got everything. My grandmother was very compassionate. And I see that in me. Mothers, it's not too late to live a life to leave a holy impact. It is good to tell a child, don't do this. Do you know that? Don't do it. Not good. Don't do that. Stop doing that. I don't know what's wrong with that child. But I wonder if you were to sit back and think for a minute, you would say, oh, Jesus, that child is doing exactly what I did. Children do what they see more than what they're instructed to do. You see how what this scripture says? He says, I saw it in your grandmother. I saw it in your mother. And now I'm seeing it in you. So I would instruct mothers, because we're talking to mothers, and fathers, you could listen in and take a few pointers. Live your life to live a holy impact. Let how you live your life today impact the generations to come. The last one. Told you it was short. It comes from Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Now, I know all of us here have read that. Some guys probably read it and pray, God, I want a woman like that. Some men, after they get married, they say, Lord, how come you didn't give me a woman like that? Some wives read that and say, why can't I be like that? Well, the verse I want to choose is verse 30. Proverbs 31 and verse 30. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. You see all that list in 31? You see all that list that everybody wants to use for... I'm going to scratch all that. What you should have is a fear for the Lord. Because when you fear the Lord, everything else lines up. Some of you young men, you're going to be taking care of the mothers to come. Let me remind you of what the first part of this verse says. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. Like every young man, we want to have a beautiful woman at our side. But the most beautiful woman you could have is one who fears God. If you find a woman that fears God, and she's at your side, together, you all can make a great impact for the kingdom of heaven. Mothers, none of this is too late. You can today decide to fear the Lord and to serve Him only. You can decide to submit to your husband and let him take the lead. You can decide today that no longer take these troubles in your hands and say, I know where to go in time of trouble, just like Hannah. You could start today to live a life that would leave a holy impact. But the greatest and most powerful is to fear the God that created you. So as you celebrate Mother's Day, I want to let you know that we appreciate you. I think about my mother. She's been gone for probably 3 years. And I remember I decided in her older age that I would honor my mother. And every time I would go home, I would try to do something for her to let her know how much I honor. I wanted her to come and spend 2 or 3 months with me and got her to get her passport and get her visa, something that is hard to get. And a month before she could travel, she died. I thank God for the opportunity He gave me to honor my mother, even though it came late in her life. Kids, don't wait. See, I had an opportunity. You may not. Don't wait. Honor your mother today. Honor your mother tomorrow. Honor your mother with the time that is left. Some people today is regretting that they didn't do that. Don't let that happen to you. I thank God that I had the opportunity to do that. And if your mama is still here, you still have the opportunity to do so. That's what I had for today. I know it's simple. I know I didn't jump around and get all excited. But it's a time for us to show how much we love Mama. I brought a little token for the mothers today. And if you look in the back, there's some plants. They call indoor plant. So if every mother, before you leave, make sure you stop in the back and take a little plant and take it home. And if you have a green thumb, hallelujah. If you don't, maybe next year I'll give you another one. So as we close the service today, who has a green thumb? Oh, Carol, you don't have a green thumb?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the secret is don't overwater. I will ask George to I'll ask George to close us in prayer.